dangerously close.
My guest today is Kaylin Denton. Kaylin is a professional voiceover artist and radio personality, a native of both Nashville and Florence, Alabama. Kaylin began his journey into the voiceover industry after graduating from the University of North Alabama in 2021 with a bachelor's in entertainment business. He has voiced numerous commercials, e-learning presentations, and radio spots for various clients, such as Black Canvas Events, Headphone, Dream vs. Reality Productions, and more. Kaylin also worked as a researcher and promoter for the two-part Peacock docuseries, I Love You, You Hate Me, the story detailing the rise and fall of America's favorite lovable purple dinosaur, Barney. Why did that make me sad? why did the Barney part, like, I was all excited. I was reading it and then I was like, poor Barney. What did he ever do to anybody except for like try to teach him how to clean their room, man?
Yeah, there were lots of interesting things that yeah.
We don't have to get into it. No, we're doing guys, look, I'm not gonna try and fool anybody. This is another Nashville episode. Kaylin being from Nashville,
yes.
Me being from Nashville. And dude, I'm joining you in the voice acting world, dude. I just did my first audition. Fucking killed it, nailed it, dude. So
oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you definitely have the voice for it.
Thank you. Well, you know, I got the inspiration came from this podcast. I was just, you know, I've been doing this podcast for a long time and I've had a lot of actors on here and a lot of them do VO and doing a lot of like sketch shit. And I was like, I love this. I love doing this. I was like, fuck it, man. And I don't have an agent. I was just like, I'm my agent. And yeah. Hit some people up. They let me audition. I haven't heard it back yet. So fingers crossed, both legs broken. All right, guys, like I said, me and Kaylin, we're here to dispel some myths about Nashville. Some people say it's the hottest city in America to move to. A lot of people seem to believe that. A lot of people that live here currently, myself included, have been kind of a sourpuss about it. You know, I feel like I represent old Nashville, and there's a lot of things about Nashville that I did love that are now bulldozed and are nothing but rubble and have been replaced.
Dude.
Been replaced by high-priced condos, three-story fucking bars. Oh, can I say one more thing before we get started, Kaylin?
Yeah.
When I first started this podcast, it had been out for like 5 months, and the Nashville scene voted this podcast the second best podcast in Nashville.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But then I started doing episodes like this where I talk shit about Nashville, and then they won't touch me with a 10-foot pole, man.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes when you do like something specific in your city and then you suddenly talk shit about your city. And it's like, oh, well, where is all this coming from now? So
I speak truth about the city. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I guess it's kind of like, your point of view. You're right. It could be, I think maybe people at Nashville scene are like, this guy talks a lot of shit about Nashville for us to be letting him be the best podcast in Nashville again. So whatever. Shout out Nashville scene.
Yeah.
All right. Getting into the news. Kaylin, let's hit it, man. This first one. This is an article titled Nashville is one of the best state capitals to live in. Report. Written by Alicia Patton. This came out like a month ago. I'm going to go ahead and say there is, just before we get really into it, there's a bit of a kind of like caveat in the title that said one of the best state capitals. Like they're not even saying cities. They're like, it has to be the capital of a state because there's a lot of really shitty capitals.
Yeah.
Moving into it, Nashville, Tennessee. Music City is being named one of the best places to call home, according to a new report. Findings from Wallet Hub ranked Nashville as number 11 on the 2024's best state capitals to live in report. To make the list, the personal finance website compared the nation's capitals across 48 key indicators, including affordability, economic well-being, education, healthcare, and quality of life. Shit, do you want to chime in on any of those topics before we see what they had to say?
Well, one of them is true. At least one of them.
Which
I mean,
one?
like the affordability thing, like from the outside looking in, like you have to like really kind of get in depth of like what you're looking for in terms of, like living spaces and whatnot. The affordability part, yeah, like you know, we have probably one of the most highest alcohol tax. Like go to any bar and like, you know, here in Alabama or somewhere else, and like, yeah, like a bottle of beer is probably going to be like $6, whereas in Nashville is like 20. So it's really like,
Yeah, dude, it's called a sin tax
yeah.
For people that, like, you know, all you coastal elites that don't know about this bullshit down here in the Bible Belt, not only did they put this tax on the booze, but they went as far as to tell you that you're a sinner for trying to buy a beer, and they're gonna hit you in the wallet for it, man. So
crazy.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
a sin tax. I wonder, is that on the lottery too? If you play the lottery, that's definitely a sin, right?
It has to be. Yeah, you're going in. Yeah, it probably has to be.
Yeah, actually, but you know, going against what I just said, I feel like the lottery is one of the best things we've got because they do scholarship. Like that's how people go to. Like when I was in college, like shit, half the kids at my school had a lottery scholarship. Because the lottery raises that much money.
Yeah.
All right, let's move in. Let's see what else they got to say about this being the 11th best state capital to live in. State capitals are usually thriving cities that bring cultural and economic value. However, an analyst for Wallet Hub said that's not always the case. Yeah, okay. State capitals theoretically should demonstrate the very best of what the state has to offer. In reality, each state capital has its own pros and cons. Some are among the most desirable places to live in their respective states, while others are unfortunately among the least, said Cassandra Hope, an analyst for the personal finance website. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, in the state of Tennessee, Nashville is the best place to live.
Definitely.
Like,
I'd say that, or either going in, the Spring Hill area is kind of grown as well, but not as like predominant as Nashville is.
Yo, this is gonna sound so dumb, dude. Where is Spring Hill?
Spring Hill. So, how do I describe it? Like from living here, so here in Florence, it's like literally the tippy top of Alabama.
Okay, but
yeah,
it's
so
like it's but it's technically in the Tennessee border.
Yeah, so when you pass Lawrenceburg and Columbia, it's like not a small town, but like one of those like pass through cities that you would never like. You would think you wouldn't like, you know, hey, let's see what's going on over there. But like, you know, it's getting in the way of
Yeah.
going towards the actual city you want to go to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you'd say there's some value there.
Hey, man, I'm not going to say that I've never been to a small town that I didn't like or felt like I could vibe there. But a lot of times, like, man, I remember one time, speaking of Alabama, I went down to Florida to go to the beach, and I was on my way back up, and we were like starving. I was like, we got to pull over somewhere and get something to eat. I can't take it anymore. You know, it was one of those days where you're like, we got up at 6 so we could get back to Nashville on time.
Yeah.
And we stopped in this town, and like the only restaurant in the town was a Wendy's. And you could tell it was not just like, it wasn't just that it was the only restaurant, but it was also like the social hub of the, like, everybody was kicking at the Wendy's too. It was like the whole town was hanging out. It was like a very popular Wendy's. But I will say this, in defense of that town, that was the best Wendy's I've ever eaten.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it had to be. It's all they had in the whole town. I mean, I didn't see another restaurant in the whole, like, at least the area that you could find from like the freeway exit.
So they had like seasoned Baconators and Cokes that you can drink from a chalice. And
yeah. All right. In the report, Nashville was ranked among the highest in economic well-being, landing in the fourth spot. Meanwhile, Tennessee's capital ranked lower when it came to affordability and the quality of education and healthcare. So yeah, duh. The education here is like probably like the lowest priority of our government, I would guess.
And depending on where you go, my stepmother was a principal at Ezel Harding
oh, cool.
for I want to say 5-6 years.
Is that elementary school?
It's private.
Oh, it's
So
private.
like, K through 12.
Oh,
Actually preschool and daycare through 12, because my brother went there. Obviously. So
yeah.
I mean, like, again, I guess it's like depending on where you go.
Yeah, I think I guess what I was probably getting at was the public education, which is like,
Yeah.
where they're like, what is the next thing we can cut? And they're like, well, kids don't really need to sit in chairs. All right. WalletHub also found that Nashville was ranked among the capitals with the most attractions, which comes as no surprise considering Music City is home to several celebrity-owned bars, honky-tonks, and music museums.
Yeah, attractions. I mean, as an adult, yeah. Like the whole Broadway strip, like you just, that's obviously an attraction to anyone over the age of 21.
Yeah, for at least once, at one time.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think what else. So I grew up primarily in East Nashville. Me and my dad, we hopped around places, but the most specific house I like remember, it was this huge like blue house. It's still actually there. This huge house on Main Street, actually right next to a West liquor store. It was like, number one, it was like one of my first instances of like seeing like a rural area becoming more metro.
Yeah.
So like the house was like actually split in two. There was one family that stayed like in the front, and me and my dad and his roommate stayed in the back. Like we had to go in through like the backyard, and like, it's kind of like this condo area. And like, the reason he picked it was like because it was like from walking distance from like Nissan Stadium and the Gateway Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And like, a couple footsteps later, you're downtown.
Yeah.
So I guess like seeing that over and over and over again is kind of like you kind of see everything that like you don't really would warrant of an attraction. I guess,
Yeah.
like the most like recognizable you would probably see is like the Batman building, but like you can't really go in there unless you're like, work in one of the corporate offices.
Well, to your point though, man, actually what you just said, the pedestrian bridge that crosses from East Nashville to downtown, I would actually consider that an attraction. That's actually a cool thing. Like just the bridge itself is dope, and there's no cars allowed on it. So you could do it, like you could ride a bicycle on it, you could skateboard on it, you could be on an electric scooter. I mean, whatever. I'm just saying, and you get great photo ops. I feel like every time you see someone does like get graduated, they're either at the Parthenon or on that bridge. So I'll give that bridge attraction status. But if you don't mind, man, I'm gonna have to get out of my rocking chair for a second and tell you and be like, And I know that's how I sound. I know I sound like I'm getting out of my rocking chair to just tell you how it used to be, to all the people But here's the thing that when they say attractions, we used to have a place called Opryland. Do you remember Opryland?
Yes, I do.
Okay. To anybody who's never been to Opryland, imagine kind of like, I mean, as I wouldn't go as far as Disneyland, but I wouldn't say as whack as Six Flags either. Like a real kind of like in the middle. Yeah, it was like it was in the middle of Disneyland and Six Flags, super affordable, amazing roller coasters, good food. It was right in town. Like if you lived in Nashville, it was like a for most people, it was like a 5-minute drive to a baller like fucking amusement park full of like, yeah, like I said, music, food, like 30 roller coasters. And you know what they did? They bulldozed it and they put a mall there. Like the biggest mall in the southeast. So I'll get back in my rocking chair, but fuck that.
Yeah, even to the point, like Aubrey Mills is like, there's like, obviously, there's like you said, one of the biggest malls in America. But like, even to that point, I feel like they try to like utilize that like historic ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're
Like,
like, this used to be
let's,
something cool.
yeah, like let's add a Ferris wheel or here's some stuff for the kids. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
it doesn't really kind of mesh
Yeah,
well with me.
that place gives me a panic attack, man, because it's so I go in there and it's just like so crowded. Everybody's like
Oh, dude.
jostling, and I'm just like, what are we even doing here, man? Like I mean, nowadays, like most of the shit that I want, they don't even sell at malls anymore.
Oh, yeah,
So
you are online.
yeah, I gotta like for yeah, a lot of things is like I still dress very much the same way I did as a teenager. So I still like a lot of times want skate shoes. And also I still skate, but like,
Right.
you could do that in the olden days. You could go to Journeys or PacSun and get a pair of skate shoes. But now
Yeah.
it's like everything's like, I'm not wearing that shit. Damn, I am a grumpy old man. All right, let's hope that the next thing coming up makes me sound like a positive person. Overall, Nashville landed in the top 15, falling behind other capitals, including Atlanta, Denver, and Salt Lake City. All right, I will say this. There's no way Salt Lake City's better than Nashville.
Absolutely not.
Wait, what is
I mean, what do you do there?
in Salt Lake City? I mean, if you're a Mormon, I bet it's amazing. You go to like Mormon church and that's the
Well, there's
end.
also like that scenery, I guess, but like,
Oh yeah, I guess if you're like a
man, like,
mountain biker, dude,
yeah.
they have like they got Moab. All right, yeah. Also, I need to start being like a little more. I mean, I feel like I can shit all over my own hometown all I want, but like I gotta be careful with like this because now that like this is becoming a podcast that is slightly growing to more states. Hey, everybody in Salt Lake City, I've never been to where you live. I don't know. Maybe it's great.
So they had the NBA All-Star weekend there like 2 years ago, and like a lot of people like who live outside of that city, including me, were like, why? If you have a weekend like that, you want to treat it like probably almost as like equally as the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like have it in a city where like people recognize and can go to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, again, no
Maybe
offense to
it's geographic.
probably,
You know, 'cause
yeah.
like you could it's probably like so many people can get to Salt Lake City from so many other like major cities. I don't know. But aren't
Yeah.
it like speaking of syntax, 'cause like I know it's just like it's such a re like a enormously religious state. I've heard things in the past about like and this all could be completely changed, but I heard like there was like things where like yeah, like getting like a six pack of beer from like the store, like you had to like a membership or something, or like or maybe it's the bars.
What?
I don't know, man.
Diversion of a VIP.
I was in some fucked up place once, man. It was in West Virginia, and it was a town, and they only had one bar, and I wanted to go to the bar, and they were like, it was like a semi-dry county, and the rule was if you wanted to drink at the bar, you had to be a member of the bar. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, all right. I'm done being a grump. Okay. For this next one, this next article is from U.S. News and World Report. So this is gonna be a little bit more, I think, fair and balanced. And I'm gonna try and really prop up Nashville this time. This is by Stephanie Sargent. What it's like to live in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is famous for the Grand Ole Opry, or like I said, used to be Opryland, which was awesome. The Ryman Auditorium. Hey, I'll say that's awesome. What do you think? Yeah, that's actually, I would say it's the best music venue for like sound quality, like acoustics I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Oh, they said AKA the Mother Church of Country Music and Twangy Honky Tonks. Eh, whatever. But music is just a byproduct of the larger city culture. Music City is home to a community fiercely driven by a dire desire to create. Ask people what they do, and it's likely they live in the area to help build something new. What do you think, man?
Well, there's definitely like a lot of opportunity, depending on where you look. Again, sort of like housing and affordability. Yeah, it's just depending on what you do. You know, me who does, you know, voice work and whatnot, there's actually a voiceover studio and I'm blinking on the location. So, you know, looking at cool stuff like that, like, you know, knowing that there's like specific venues and people who do what you do, if not in either, you know, equally or better than you. That sounded bad. They can actually, you know, put you on par of
you mean the
that.
people that the Nashville scene will still fuck with? Yeah.
Right.
So I would say this, and I agree with you to a certain extent, because like I know a ton of artists, I know a ton of musicians, I know a ton of creatives, but that's also because I'm plugged into that and those are my people. But the reason people are moving here are not for those reasons, because this is a really expensive city, and people are moving here to like work at HCAs. I mean, I think that might be the biggest industry is to work in like the health insurance industries. So it's like you're getting a lot of like people from like New York, California coming here because they're like, oh, dope, I can actually afford a house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like I saw a study not too long ago that said like you just said, like Californians are like moving either Nashville or somewhere in Texas to like find opportunity, or like you said, specifically healthcare. But also, like you said, the entertainment scene, like who's that Fox chick?
Tommy Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's had
Like
some serious run-ins with like people in town.
really? Like heated debate like
Oh
run-ins or
no, 'cause she's really dumb. No, 'cause she's like
Mm-hmm.
cuz she's fucking like famous for being a racist. Like she's famous for being like a homophobic, transphobic, and like specifically like her big thing is just for being like super fucking racist on Fox News. And so I'm not gonna name any names, but I know people who have like witnessed some pretty like I don't know. I mean, I thought she must have thought she could move here and be like, oh, there's a bunch of dumb hicks. Everyone's gonna love me because Ben Shapiro
Not
moved
knowing
here
that it's like
too.
one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the only liberal city in the whole state.
Yeah. Those two and Jason Whitlock, the sports analyst. He's like known
Oh.
for his like bigotry and just like flat out like prejudice against his own race. If that
Yeah.
makes sense.
So, are you saying he's one of the podcasters here that's better than me? All
Absolutely not.
right. Well, hey, what's this dude's name again?
Jason Whitlock.
Fuck Jason Whitlock, man. He doesn't know shit
Yeah.
about sports, dude.
Thank you.
Moving on. All right, we're gonna go ahead and just skip ahead again. I'm gonna. They have like a read more to that, and I'm not gonna. I don't agree because I think that like, yes, like if you ask me, like. You know, my friends. I'll be like, yeah, 70% of my friends are in some sort of creative pursuit for sure. But I think if you were a man on the street and you were out, especially in certain areas, and you were asking people like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You're gonna get like eventually you're going to it's gonna start skewing to people being like, I work in healthcare or for insurance agencies or some sort of publishing company type thing that in a non-creative way.
Yeah, you rarely find like, yeah, I'm an entertainment manager or I coordinate, B2B marketing or, corporate sponsorships, something like that.
Yeah.
And the last time I went to Nashville, was around this time last year. And it was just like you said, a bunch of like, yeah, I'm the lead salesperson in, this tobacco farm.
Yeah.
Or,
Yeah.
like you said, like, I'm, the lead salesperson for Humana Healthcare in this area.
You know what? I often find people when they describe, I'm like, if they're like, you know, if I'm at a party and I don't know some people, and people always be like, yo, like, what do you do? And it's actually one of my least favorite questions, but you know, I like to be polite and just be like, oh, I like to do this. What do you do? And they're like, I like to find strategic ways to create new environments for productivity platform structuring, you know, with synergy, utilizing AI, like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you don't do anything real.
You have to
I
work hard for it, I guess.
mean, yeah, they make a lot of money and they get, you know, they wear nice suits, but I'm like,
Yeah.
but you're not contributing to society, not in my opinion. All right. Oh, here's, hey, they have some quick stats right here in the middle. I think this is going to really help color some of the commentary we just had. Metro population, less than I thought. It's only about 200,000. So that's like in the Nashville, like the real Nashville area, not surrounding areas, because that's closer to like 1 million. All
Yeah.
right. Medium home price. That's okay. $500,000. So everybody get out of here with this is an affordable city. $500,000. And just for anybody that's listening, they're like, well, was that a nice house? That is a two bedroom, one bath. That is what you're getting.
Yeah, at the most, like you have to make at least six figures every 2 to 3 months to like even
Yeah.
survive.
You know how well off you have to be to buy a $500,000 house and be like cool with the fact that it has one bathroom? That's crazy. That's
It's ridiculous.
crazy.
Yeah. Insane.
All right. And the median rent is 1200, but like that's also you got to bear in mind that means one bedroom, one bath for 1200, you know? Shit, when I was a very young fella, you know, when I was like 18, moving out on my own. My rent was $300. It was like me and my homie, like we had a two-story house. We shared it and it was $600. We split it two ways. It had a backyard and a front yard. We had a
Oh,
dog. It was crazy, man.
that's
right, median age, 36 years old. So everybody here is 36 years old. And unemployment rate is 7.3%. I don't know what that means. What is that, good or bad?
I would assume bad. Yeah.
Okay, I
It's
guess
like the majority of that is like trying to find work, but.
if you take 100 people, seven of them don't have a job. And I don't know, man, I just, like a minute ago, remember I was just said I was going to be positive on this article, but I can't, because I'm just thinking about how, like, in my neighborhood, like there's just homeless people everywhere, dude. And I feel so sorry for all of them. They're all just like standing out with a, and they're like competing, 'cause it's like everybody's like trying to panhandle at the same time. And I'm like, and like society's going cashless. So a lot of times, like,
Yeah.
I'm the type of dude, like, I definitely like will throw somebody like a buck or two, you know, if they're on the street corner, you know, looking rough.
Yeah.
But now, like, most of the times I don't even have cash on me. So
It's the equivalent of going over like form over function, or maybe vice versa.
yeah.
Like, kind of reminds me of this is a whole season of South Park where they're trying to like Garrison is running for president, and
Oh yeah.
they're trying to like get away from that image.
Yeah.
So they try to like evolve the town into this like food and art district.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's open a Soto Sopa so we can get a Whole Foods. Let's abandon this side of the area where all the homeless people live. Or actually, no, let's not even do that. Like, you know, let's just like kind of like refurbish it to look better than what it is and try to get
Oh.
these homeless people away.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was probably like the last time I was really into South Park is when Mr. Garrison was Donald Trump. That was
Yeah.
a great storyline. He's like, he just
Yeah.
keeps getting worse and worse and worse and more like horrific and like more orange.
Yeah. I comprised a new trailer demo yesterday, and I included the South Park movie as like a coming this summer kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I went back and watched the movie. I was like, this is aged like really good wine.
Really?
Everything that they are like narratively saying is equal to what's happening today in society. Like the whole
Yeah.
thing about censorship and, you know, what we should, you know, let our kids watch, and, you know, why should we prevent them from watching this now when later down the line they're going to be like that eventually?
Yeah, I feel like old South Park had a lot of prophetic shit in it. You know, the thing
Yeah.
that they had in that too, like, not to go off on a South Park rant, but what I really like, really loved that they used to do was when they would Mel Gibson was like the best example, is they would just they would cut out like a picture like Mel Gibson's head out of a magazine, the way
Yeah.
because the way their animation's so lo-fi and so kind of like, you know, low tech, and so they would just stick Mel Gibson's like magazine head on a cartoon body and have it talk, and it was that was really good. Or like, you know, in the movie they had Saddam Hussein, who's in like a very serious romantic relationship with Satan,
Satan, yeah.
and but it, like it's it, but it's Saddam Hussein's real face, and like,
Right.
it adds so much hilarity to it to me. I don't know, I don't know. South Park, what were they got? Matt Stone, Trey Parker, if listening, bring back the cutout faces. It added to the comedy.
Also make better episodes, but
Yeah,
yeah.
also, yeah, hire some shit. Hire me and Kalen, dude. We'll do some writing
Yeah,
for
hire
you.
some writers. Huh.
What is there to do in Nashville, Tennessee? Of course, music is a huge draw in Nashville. Located downtown, the Country Music Hall of Fame attracts more than 1 million visitors each year. That's not a bad amount of people.
It's true.
Also, nearby, many prolific musicians regularly take the stage at venues, including the Ryman Auditorium and Ascend Abbey Theater. In terms of nightlife, Lower Broadway is honky tonk central, with the Nashville Sound pouring out of watering holes like Tootsie's Orchid Lounge and Robert's Western World every day and night.
Yeah.
What's your take on that statement that there is a lot to do in Nashville based on music?
It's true, depending on what your preference is. I
Yeah.
mean, you know, I'm real big on hip hop, and it's fascinating because Kendrick Lamar is in the spotlight right now because like he's made every rapper go against him,
Oh
each
yeah.
other.
Oh yeah. Isn't J. Cole? I think J. Cole took an L on that because he like apologized.
Yeah, he apologized
He
like
like
immediately after.
yeah he clapped back and then he was like, oh, actually, I feel bad. Like that's something you should never do. If you like once you've made your statement, stand by your statement. Don't say, actually, I changed my mind. Kendrick is better than me.
Right. But it's sort of fascinating because, like, I was trying to get tickets the last time he was there, which was around 2022. And my dad had just moved to 5th and Broadway. So he's like right there at Bridgestone.
Yeah.
So he just goes downstairs, you know, walks across the street, goes in, and he's like, this is amazing. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, that's the, you know, the sort of thing that we kind of, you know, bond over, you know, that type of hip hop. But yeah, depending on where you go, like, I mean, almost every bar on the strip is like compacted with music.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I was there, one of my favorite ones is like Whiskey Row, because it's like one of the it bars, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And they were playing like live music prior to like the club stuff. And I was
Yeah.
just like, this is really fascinating. Like, you don't really see this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, you know, like a culture shock,
Yeah.
especially as someone who's lived there. You know what I mean? Yeah, definitely depending on where you go or what you're looking for, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have two things to say about it. One of them is just completely personal, and that's just that I worked downtown Nashville in bars for years, just because it's good money, and you know, I was just at a, you know, the time of my life, like, I, you know, and I liked to drink at work at that time, and I was like, hey man, like, here's a way for me to make like better money, and I can also drink at work, and nobody's gonna stop me. I burned out on it to, you know, to a point where I have, man, I avoid like Broadway and Second Avenue. Like, I avoid that like the plague, man. I don't want to be anywhere near that. I hate like honky tonk music, all that shit. And, you know, it's like you're saying, like, some of it's cool, but a lot of, you know, you go to most of those bars, it's like, yeah, you get a Bud Light for like, yeah, $10, and you're listening to a Sheryl Crow cover band. So I'm gonna push back on the whole, the downtown area is great, is like a music mecca. But, like, you know, to your point though, yeah, like, Kendrick Lamar comes here, people come here all the time. Like, I saw Atmosphere here not that long ago. I mean, like, lots of underground shit comes, you know, so it's, that's a given. So hey, I'm back on the positive, on the positives. And yeah,
and you also say, like, it's also like hilarious seeing, like, no offense to like the tourists or anything, but like, it's hilarious seeing like which one's a tourist and which one is not.
Also, man, like, there's something about the downtown area, man. It brings something out in me. Like, I went to the last time I was at the Ryman Auditorium, I watched Liz Phair. I left, should have gone home, didn't. Went to Printer's Alley, did some karaoke. And here's the thing, man. The last two times I've done karaoke, I've been asked to leave. I've been like asked to leave the bar and get out and not come back. I don't know what it is, man. I think one thing is, maybe it's the songs I choose to sing, or the number of times I choose to sing the same song. I don't know. Moving on. All right. Food is a really big deal here. While known for hot chicken, Nashville has also become a creative incubator for many award-winning culinary white coats. All right. That's true. That's true. Nashville's big on food.
There's a great sushi kitchen on 5th and Broadway. In that district specifically, it is actually like a good couple of like eateries, especially that food hall. But you cannot go wrong with a street side gyro.
I was just gonna say that.
Everywhere.
Our gyro game has, so right by my house we got this big ass gyro truck. It doesn't move. It's like they parked it there and they're like, no, we live in this parking lot,
we live
and those dudes hook it up, dude. They're called like Music City Gyro, something like that. I don't know if you've seen it. It's off Charlotte.
Yeah.
And yo, shout out to, like, if you guys haven't been there yet, because I want those guys to do good business. First of all, they're cool as hell, and they'll give you a gyro that's like the size, it's like two meals, like, it's huge.
It's like the size of your, like, an arm or anything.
Yeah, it's
like oh Jesus, just thinking about it, I'm like, oh my god, I need to, like,
yeah, that's what I'm doing after this podcast. I mean, I'm a big eater, man. I'll put it away, but like there, that's like one place where I'm like, I actually can't finish the gyro, which is insane. So, all right, you got me back on it. Nashville's great. We got the best gyros. Even better than New York.
Food. We can't agree on anything.
All right, what is the cost of living in Nashville? Nashville is relatively affordable. Bullshit. We just said it's not. Sorry. I know. Sorry. Let me finish the paragraph. Nashville is relatively affordable compared to other major U.S. cities. All right. Like, I mean, yeah, if you say like L.A., New York, Seattle. Though the housing market has become increasingly competitive in recent years, as the area has seen an increase in population, it also has seen a rise in home values. Since Tennessee is one of the few states that doesn't tax wages, residents are able to keep more of their income, though. I would like you to take that first because I've already got a take.
You just got to hustle, dude.
You do.
That's all you got to, like, yeah, and that's all you got to, like, it's just that you got to get in that mindset, like, you know, whether it's becoming a social media brand ambassador, which pays well depending on, you know, the commission off sales, or working standard 9 to 5. Like, you just have to, you know, hustle your way and, you know, into making those type of finances. Otherwise, we're going to get ran out of the city.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I want to jump in on that that no income tax thing, acting like that's a good thing. The only people that's good for are, because we still get the taxes. It's just we're taxed on food. We're taxed on alcohol. You're taxed on, if you buy a fucking Hanes t-shirt, you know, like if you buy a pair of socks, like everybody pays tax. It's just that if you are incredibly wealthy, you don't have to pay any taxes on what you have. So it's, so the top 1%, that's why rich fuckheads move here all the time, is because they're like, oh, there's no income tax. And so all the poor people, we like, you know, I'm not gonna say I'm poor, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody, like, you know, like I'm paying all the taxes so the rich people don't have to. That's
right.
That's why you go to the grocery store and you're like, okay, like, it's like, it always blows me away when I visit a state that has income tax. You go grocery shopping, and you're like, why is this so cheap? And it's like, oh, they didn't add $10, $15 to it in taxes to keep all the rich guys floated. So
to a fucking Kiwi or whatever.
Yeah, fuck that no income tax thing, man. That's not, people that think that's a good deal, it's two types of people. One, you're already rich as fuck and you know it's a good deal for you. Or two, you're one of those people like that worships Elon Musk, but you're poor, but you think you're going to be Elon Musk. All right, man.
Work a dream.
Damn, dude. I couldn't stay in my rocking chair for 1 second this whole podcast, dude. And now we're moving into the next one, which is the 25 weirdest and most outrageous things to do in Nashville. Looking for something unique to do in Nashville? Here are the weirdest and strangest activities you'll find in the Music City by Cody Slingerland. First, number one pick, the Caverns. Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
It's so like maybe one of those lost sort of like
this is the
things you got to work for. Yeah.
The Caverns combines fantastic music with breathtaking geology in this one-of-a-kind venue. Okay, crazy. We both live in Nashville. We've never heard of the number one pick. Maybe that is a weird and outrageous place. All right, let's just move on to number two, because I know we both know what this is. Skull's Rainbow Room.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah, cool bar, but weird and outrageous, I'm going to say not that. I'm going to say it's a bar.
Yeah, compared to like everything else, it's not as dingy as like, what's the most recent one that just opened?
Hard to say, man. There's like, well, they open a bar every day here, man.
Yeah, but like, there's one specifically because Morgan Wallen got arrested for throwing a chair specifically.
Is Morgan Wallen the guy that's in trouble for also like a bunch of racial shit? I can't keep these dudes. I can't keep these country music series straight, man.
I can't really keep up with that sort of stuff.
You know what?
Because this just happens every day, and it's
I mean, this is a breeding ground, man. But you know what? My favorite. Speaking of. Like country music dudes I don't like and bars and my favorite bar stories. My favorite bar story currently that's been in Nashville in the recent years is the dude that went to Kid Rock's Honky Tonk and took off his colonoscopy bag and started swinging it around and like slung shit all over the whole bar. You remember that? Now check this out, dude.
I remember reading about that.
He got arrested for it and they're like, don't do that again. He went back to Kid Rock's Honky Tonk, took off his colonoscopy bag and slung shit all over the bar again. I'm telling you, this dude is a hometown hero. If I ever meet him, I am going to shake his hand. Number three, Hatch Show Print. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
It's like a gallery that sells posters. My friend is actually the gallery curator there. I'm going to go ahead and say cool spot. weird and outrageous, it is not.
Is it in that same district where
it's on fourth?
A bunch of like, okay, I was about to say, is it in that district where like people from all over the world come in to that studio that has like the fake like plane? Like, there's a studio where they have like this kind of like film setup.
It's right behind you know where they play hockey? What's that shit called?
Bridgestone.
Bridgestone, yeah. So it's right behind Bridgestone, and it's like just on one of those like streets behind Bridgestone. You know how like they started calling they started calling everything south of Broadway Sobro.
Yeah.
It's in Sobro. Here we go. Number four, Pinewood Social.
Yes.
Yes, yes, it's cool, but weird and outrageous. It is not. It is a bowling alley with a pool. I guess that's kind of weird that a bowling alley has a pool.
Yeah. The studio I was talking about, that's like literally right next door.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say I fuck with Pinewood Social. So, yeah. All right. This is the yes list. How about this, man? I'm going to go ahead and say that the title of this article is a misnomer, because these things are not weird or outrageous. They're just things that you can do. So I think we'll just go to like, how about cool or not? And ooh, immediately seeing something that I don't think is cool. Lane Motor Museum.
Oh, that just sounds lame.
I've never even heard of that. Yeah. It's too lame for me to have ever even heard of. You won't find a more bizarre collection of cars in any other place. All right. The next one is called Timothy Demombrian's Cave. Dude, I've lived here my whole life and I've never heard of that.
I've heard of that. I just never, because I assume it was like, you hear cave and you think, you know, Rocky Mountains or.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Okay, well, here, shit. Do you want to like hear who Timothy? So Demombrian's like one of our main streets. Actually, I'm curious. Here we go. Timothy Demombrian's Cave is another strange destination that isn't fully accessible to the public, but it's completely worth the trip. This cave is on the banks of the Cumberland River, is the site where Nashville's first non-Indigenous resident and fur trapper, Timothy Demombrian, lived nearly 300 years ago. He lived in a cave. Whoa. All right. The best way to view the cave is from the edge of the Cumberland River, approximately 1 mile upriver from downtown. Or if you're feeling adventurous, you can get a little closer by traveling the river by kayak. I guess you can climb up there. All right. I'm not going to do that, but that sounds like some kind of shit. Like, I have a kid. When he gets a little bit older, that sounds like some shit I'd do. I'd be like, hey, you want to go find a cave? The next one just says Music Row. The fuck is
that? Could be anywhere.
It's just a street. Yeah. Just a street with a bunch of recording studios you can't go in.
So you can't go in.
Yeah. All right. No, that's not a cool spot. Sorry. P Funky Griddle. The fuck? That's just like a place that makes waffles. Have you been to the P Funky Griddle?
No, but as somebody who like enjoys brunch,
you're a brunch guy. Oh, then you probably would love the P Funky Griddle.
Yeah.
Man, I don't like any breakfast foods for the most part. Like, I'll eat them, but it's actually my least favorite meal of the day.
Taiwan actually had like a really good French toast. Of course, it's like, you know, really fancy, so they put like berries and like bananas on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the desired taste. You know what I mean? We were talking about Euros earlier. Like, me and my homie, so last time I stayed up there, we stayed in West Nashville. And we were going down and we were trying to find something to eat. And he had never been to Willie B's, which is like one of those kind of black food and arts restaurants where, you know, you can have your, you know, alcohol here, but like, you know, they also serve like seafood and a different, you know, platter of breakfast.
Man, I'm such a non-foodie. Where is Willie B's? I've heard of it. I've never been.
It's like literally, I want to say almost like, if you're going, how do I describe it?
Don't worry, man.
Feels like one of those, like.
I got Google Maps. I can find it.
Yeah. It's like at least 3 minutes towards like going towards like downtown.
All right. If you recommend it, I will check it out, man. Is it over in that area where like, what's that pizza spot?
It's not Slim and Huskies.
Slim and Huskies. That whole area.
Really?
That whole area is like really getting built up with dope or like more cool food and like
Okay.
Cool shit. They got a mini ramp over there that I skate sometimes. It's a lot of, I mean, I don't know. I think that whole neighborhood got a lot doper over the years. It's over by Fisk.
Okay. Yeah, the only Slim Huskies I've heard too is on Fourth.
Oh, like the downtown one.
Yeah, because I think that was like the first one they opened.
Do you know that was the first black owned business on in the downtown
Yes.
area? Yeah, that's
Yeah.
crazy, man. Because that was like what, 2001 when they finally did that. Okay, moving on. George Bodecker's sculpture garden. Man, I'm not even. Oh, this is the dude that founded Crocs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm not gonna go. Oh, moving on. Next one, and this is. I don't wanna like affect your opinion. I'm just gonna say it. Fannie Mae Dee's Park, or if you actually live in Nashville, Dragon Park.
Which one is that?
Dragon Park, dude, is on 21st
Yeah.
Avenue. I grew up in that park. I lived in that park. That's like that park was my entire life. You know the movie
Okay.
Kids?
Yeah.
Harmony Korine wrote that movie based on that park.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, like I'm younger than him. I'm like a generation behind him, or maybe 10 years behind him or whatever, or something like that. So, but growing up, that park was a lot like the movie Kids. I mean, it was like skateboards, blunts, 40s. It was great. It was fucking great, man.
Yeah, all I know is like, of course, everybody goes to Sentinel. And I used to claim my brother. There's this air park that not air park. It was an airport that they turned into a park, and you can actually like see it. Like they have like a little like the hangar where they kept the planes. They turned that into like a
Oh
arts and crafts center for kids.
yeah. That spot's great, man. Yeah, Nashville
It's
has
really
great
cool.
parks, man. Yeah, Dragon Park, Centennial Park, Percy Warner Park. I could go on. We are park rich. So moving, yeah. So this is where I finally can bring my full positivity. We've got great parks, Sevier Park. I mean, I don't know if there's a park here that I don't like. So parked up, man. All right, man. I'm gonna read just one more off this list, and I'm gonna give him a rest. Because literally the next thing they just said was President James K. Polk's tomb is an awesome place to visit.
Never been there.
Why would you ever? Why would you? I
Why would I
mean,
whatever went
I guess on
there?
a field trip, like if you're like an eighth grade, they're like, we're gonna go because we're in public school because we can't afford to go to the nice private school, so we have to go to
Yeah.
James K. Polk's tomb. All right, Kaylin, man, I got something to tell you, dude.
What's
We've
up?
gotten dangerously close to the lightning round. I'm gonna tell you how the
Okay.
lightning round works. I'm gonna ask you a series of questions as fast as I can. You don't have any time to think, man. You just have to gut reaction, answer the question. I know it doesn't seem fair, but that's just how we do it on this podcast.
Okay.
And I don't write the lightning rounds, so I never know what I'm going to say to you. This is literally, it's on a piece of paper. Written by
Okay.
co-producer Colleen, dropped off for you before the podcast started.
Okay.
I hope you like it. Let's see what we got here today. Oh, this one looks fun. All right. It's called Bitchy Superlatives Nashville Neighborhoods Edition. Okay, so we'll work with this. All right. So basically, she wrote a bitchy superlative about and then you would just say which neighborhood that applies to.
Okay.
All right. Sluttiest neighborhood.
Wes, but I can't think of the. I'll pass.
Yeah, man, it's got to be 5 points. It's not five. No. Actually, if you could call downtown a neighborhood, if you could call like that area, I mean, but nobody lives there really.
No.
But that has to be it.
I guess you could say 5 points. Yeah.
Okay, five
Whatever.
points. Okay, I'm gonna be able to say that I don't think any of these are nice things that she had to say, but these are like this is like a very, very bitchy way to describe the neighborhoods. But you know what? We can't control the lightning rounds we get. Next one, fakest neighborhood.
Oh God, what's the one where all the rich people live?
The Gulch?
Yes. Oh
Dude,
my God.
I didn't even have to like with there was no hesitation for me to say Gulch. Sorry, everyone that lives in the Gulch listening. Actually, no, it only gets worse. Shit. Fugliest neighborhood. Damn, that's just mean. That's mean as fuck.
Probably Main Street, because the house I was talking about earlier, where I grew up in,
Yeah.
we moved to a house like down the street from there, and it was so shitty.
Yeah.
The house was actually kind of like nice. It was just like in a really bad spot.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Sorry, Main Street. You won fuggliest. All right.
Yeah.
The neighborhood most likely to bum a cigarette when they already have a full pack. Shit, that feels like 5 points again.
Probably Main Street or
Main
5 points.
Street. Well, we called Main Street fuggliest. Let's maybe not pick on them too hard. Let's just throw that at 5 points again. Like, just
I'm
be
sure it's better now, but
clear. All right. Most likely to steal your man.
probably Broadway.
Yeah.
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 I mean, not obviously.
Yeah, people go down there, blackout, get stolen. All right. Neighborhood most likely to be in a multi-level marketing scheme. I got one in mind.
You know what? Green Hill.
Oh my God. Green
Yeah.
Hills was the second I like read that, I was like, Green Hills. Yeah. Green Hills. Yeah, sorry if you're in Green Hills listening, but you are the ones that are the most likely to be in a multi-level an
It's a nice
MLM.
district, but like you kind of have to think of
Yeah.
yourself like there's something
Yo,
shady going on.
but everyone over there is like trying to sell you like NutraVeg or some shit,
Right.
man. I like this one. The neighborhood most likely to ask to borrow something and never give it back. That's kind of a tough one.
Probably Main Street. I mean, that was just like
Oh man, Main Street won the
the
lightning round. All
area. Yeah.
right, Main Street, you won. Most likely to bum a cigarette when you didn't, when you already have a full pack of your own. Fucking the most one to most likely to borrow some shit and not give it back. The fuggliest. But hey, honestly, Green Hills really took an L with the MLM. So, Kaylin, I got one last question for you, man. It is the most important question of the day. Where can people find you, follow you, all the projects you got going on? Where can people listen to your voice acting and everything cool that you want to share?
Oh my God. Well, you can visit my website, www.untouchedvo.com. That's www.untouchedvo.com. You can find all my voice reels, demos, testimonials, everything. Stream the documentary that I worked on. I
Yeah.
Love You, You Hate Me on Peacock. That's actually still up there. Funnily enough, to get a sidetrack, when the doc was released, like we didn't like think much of it. Like I kept in touch with the I kept in touch with the director and whatnot. And then and it was just something like, you put out in the ether, make some whatever. And then
Yeah.
like 3 months later, 4 months later, Mattel, who owns the Barney property, like, "Hey, we're rebooting the series." And I'm like, "What?"
Oh yeah, they did. They rebooted it because I remember hearing, I think it was Ben Shapiro from here in Nashville saying
Yeah.
he's mad because it's woke. He's like, oh, Barney's woke now. And it's like, dude, god damn, get a life. I don't know.
Yeah. We
He
kind
makes
of
so
talked
much
to
money
ourselves.
saying shit like that.
Yeah. We kind of talked so much to ourselves. We were like, did they see the documentary and was like, oh shit, we own this. We should probably do something.
Yeah, I mean, God, can you imagine the hundreds of millions of dollars they made off Barney the first time? I'd bring it
Oh,
back.
dude. What else you can find me? You can find me on LinkedIn.
Oh yeah.
Under my name. You'll find a lot of my visual reels on there as well. You can follow me on Instagram at underscore K Denton underscore underscore KDNTN underscore. Listen to my show. It's called The 118 Show. Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. on Knox Media Group INC. You can download the app. It's called Music Muscle of the Shoals. And yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, dude, I hope man, now that I'm in the game, man, I hope someday we end up working on a project at the same time together, man. That would be really fucking cool. And
Absolutely. It would probably happen like more likely than you think.